You guys are so cool. But I got to be honest with you, if you don't mind for something.
Sure.
You guys, you've had me on here before. I appreciate all the time. But if you don't mind, I'd like to give the rest of my time to just a huge influence of mine, this old comic guy.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get him.
Are you sure?
Okay. Yeah. This is I'm sure you guys heard of him, Skippy Green.
I love Skippy Green.
Skippy.
He's
bring
here.
Bring him in. Bring him in.
I didn't know you brought him in. Skippy Green, ladies and gentlemen. Skippy Green.
Skippy.
One of my fellow Friars Club members. Yeah. Skippy,
very nice to be here. Hey, how you doing? Kent, Mike, how are you? Very nice.
Great
good
to
be here. Oh, no, it's great to be here. I'm telling you, Comedy Island, yeah. Career is on fucking fire.
It is on fire.
It's great to be here.
You're a legend in the biz. How'd you get started in comedy?
Funny you should ask. Well, as you know, I'm what's known as the intergalactic comedian, which may you know the story. Back in the 50s, one of the biggest comics in the Catskills. Until one night I was abducted by aliens.
Oh.
And I was kept in outer space for over 50 years. Did
wow.
you know that?
Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
It was tough. But it gave me great material.
Really?
For example, they took me to Mars, gave me a little shot of chocolate. You know where I got a shot of chocolate? At a Mars bar, Scooby-Doo. I went to Venus. I met a man who couldn't see. He was a Venetian blind, Captain Caveman. And son.
Skippy.
Let me tell you something. I did a lot of road. You know, before I was abducted, I did do a lot of work down here on Earth. Let me tell you, 1952, I'm doing a guest spot on your show of shows with Sid Caesar. After the show, me and the rest of the cast go down to the Formosa Cafe, get crap-faced drunk. Cut to 2 hours later, me and Sid are gangbanging Imogene Coca. When all of a sudden, Imogene says, "Hey, get your thing out of my ass." I said, "I'm sorry, I thought you were Sid." We laughed. 1975. I'm going down on Nell Carter. And let me tell you, she stunk. It was like an old bucket of tar. After about 2 minutes, I look up at her. I go, "Nell, give me a break. The rest is history." 1981. I'm out with Dom DeLuise. He slips a roofie in my drink.
No.
Cut to 2 hours later, I'm sucking on his hairy tit. I go, "Dom, what the hell's going on?" He just rubs my head and goes, "Shh." Shh. 1983. I got a recurring role on The Love Boat. During one of the breaks in shooting, I'm doing an eight ball out of Charo's belly button. When she starts going, "Coochie, coochie, coochie, coochie," said, "Honey, I gotta finish the blow first." 1985. I'm scuba diving with Bonnie Franklin. When I blow some bubbles up in a snatch, she gets so freaked out, she kicks me in the head with a flipper. I pass out, wake up 2 hours later, sucking Dom DeLuise's hairy tit. 1986. I'm involved in a three-way with Gavin McLeod, Gallagher, and Brooke Shields. This girl, we used to call her the Pink Lagoon. I'm telling you about this one. 1988. Me and Gary... I know the punchline. That's why it's killing me. Me and Gary Coleman split the cost of a hooker. She's knelt... Just realized he works for your show, doesn't he? Yeah. Tell him I said this. We split the cost of a hooker. She's doing me with the right hand, doing a great job. She's not really very ambidextrous, so she's kind of off rhythm with the left. I turn to Gary. I go, "Gary, isn't this funny? We're getting different strokes." We laughed. 2003. I'm fist fucking Barbara Bush. When all of a sudden, who should walk in? George W., little Georgie. He goes, "Hey, what the hell are you doing to my mother?" I said, "The same thing you're doing to the country." Good punchline. Worth waiting for, huh? Holy crap, that took everything out of me to get. Oh, my God.
Skippy.
Oh, my. Can I tell you, that was an experience, my friend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Intergalactic
humor.
I've been around the universe, my friend. You know, Einstein, he had a theory about traveling through space. He said, if you travel faster than the speed of light, you don't age at all. I'm here to tell you that's true. I got abducted in 1949. I stand before you 2004, haven't aged at all. My wife, on the other hand, boy, did she age. Back then we got married, she was a hot piece of tail. Now she's so old, her snatch looks like a melted candle. Smurfs! Melted candle, Michael. Michael doesn't get it. Apparently. Mike's, Jesus, he's looking at me like a hack joke in a Michael Jackson convention. Ladies and gentlemen, than all around the universe.
You have. What's it like on the road as an intergalactic comic? I got to ask you, Skippy Green.
What's it like on the road? Did you hear the stories I just told you, you deaf motherfucker? No, I'll tell you what happened, Kent. I will tell you what happened. This whole interview is going to be beep, Kent beep. I'll tell you one time, I'm in Las Vegas working the Stardust. Yeah. 2, 3, 4. In walks abroad with 10 of the most beautiful breasts I've ever seen in my life.
Holy,
I tell you, I ain't seen knockers like that since I was at the gates of Buckingham Palace. Speed racer. So after the show, we go to the bar, we start talking. Go to the bar. Can't look at Kent.
After the show.
We go to the bar, we're talking, you know, and this is what I love about doing the road. You know, I tell a broad I've been on TV once, she gets wet, I can do it right at the bar. In Los Angeles, you gotta have a tip-top resume to get any action. And with my credits, I couldn't get my dick sucked if it was made of Haagen-Dazs. Snorks! So we're talking, and of course the subject of sex comes up. I said, hey, honey, where's your favorite place to have sex? She goes, well, I kind of like Uranus. I said, I ain't into the kinky shake, baby. Thunder, the barbarian.
Oh, Skippy.
I was giving her some of the old pickup lines, too. These are a little hack, but I'm going to use your young lady friend over there.
Danielle,
as an example. Danielle, these are some lines that I gave on the broad, and they're a little old. You can probably vouch how old these are. Like, I look at this broad, I go, pardon me, miss. Are you a model? Because I would love to fuck you in the ass. All right, you heard that one. Try this one. Say, was your father a thief? Because it looks to me like you stole the stars from the sky and put them in your sweet pussy. All right, you heard that one. Try this one. Say, that's a lovely blouse. It would look even lovelier crumpled on my floor in the morning. Can I come in your nose? All right, you heard them all. Anyway, so we end up going back to my room. We're whining, we're dining. We're about to 79, which is 69 plus 10 extra tits. All right, I'll give it to you, G.I. Joe. When she says to me, Skippy, do you have any protection? I said, yeah, I got a photon laser under the bed. She goes, no. Do you have any prophylactics? I said, what? She said, do you have any condoms? I said, what? She said, do you have any rubbers? I said, what? She said, Skippy, what are you going to wrap around your thing? I said, your five lips, you whore. Space ghost. Then she says, Skippy, there's something you should know. I'm not of your species. I have gills. I have fins. I'm amphibious. So I fucked her in the shower. My Little Pony! In the shower. Hey, Kent, while you're down there, do me a favor. Did I mention I do christenings? I'm there. I'm available for baptisms.
Bar mitzvahs.
No, I never play for the Jews. Screw the Jews. I'm kidding. I love the Jews.
Would you give me a towel?
What? Last time I heard that, it was up in the suite. 2, 3, 4. Is this? Hello?
Oh, my God.
I love it. Kent's on the floor. Mike's like, we're never going to be on the air ever again. I love it. Even you can hear the laughter in the back. That's when you know you're doing good. You hear echo laughter.
Intergalactic humor can be dangerous.
Yes,
oh, my God.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Here's something that happened. This is a little interesting story. I once got the chance to do some network television.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest show in the universe. You know the one I'm talking about.
The big one.
Jimmy Kimmel. So I'm backstage, I'm getting ready, and my agent comes. By the way, my agent is a big carnivorous creature with big sharp razor fangs. He's got 10 tentacles on each side of himself. Yeah. He's been known to eat his children on several occasions just because he was a little hungry.
Yeah.
He works for William Morris. So, two inside, moving on. So he says, Skippy, now the network wants you to keep it clean. I said, are they trying to censor me? He goes, no, Skippy, this could be a big break. Keep it clean. I said, all right. So I get out there and I start with something light. Excuse me, I start with something a little light. I go, say, what's the difference between a man from the fifth moon of Saturn and the eighth moon of Saturn? Huh. Three moons! Tiny Toons! I get nothing. So I upshift to something a little edgy. Say, have you heard about that extraterrestrial made completely of crack, cocaine, and heroin? Talk about an illegal alien. GoBots! Nothing. I said, screw it. I'm going dirty. So there I was going down on this carnivorous broad. All I know is I was eating her pussy. It bit me back. Centurions. Needless to say, I was never back on Kimmel ever again. But I've got my own show on FX.
Really?
It's called Comedy Schmomedy Who Wants to Fuck. This is one for the record books, boys. I'm so glad Flip gave me the opportunity to be on here.
Great guy, that Flip.
I gotta tell you.
He's a queer.
You know what?
Oh, that kid.
What do you think about Flip Schultz? Seriously.
Oh, I'm not saying that kid's gay. But his favorite drink is Jism on the Rocks.
Oh, man. New low.
Power Rangers.
Oh, you think that's a new low? Wait. I'm not saying he's a little fey, but he's handled more balls than Michael Jordan. He's taken in more semen than the Titanic.
Oh, God.
He's tossed more salad than the Olive Garden. He's had more backdoor deliveries than Best Buy. When he takes a crap, there's a 3-second echo. He's bitten more pillows than an epileptic insomniac. He's picked up more fruit than a migrant worker. He's screwed more black men than 10th grade math. He's screwed more Mexican men than the Border Patrol. He's had more scrotum in his mouth than a contestant on Fear Factor. He puts the word queer in the sentence, holy crap, is he a queer. But he's my brother, and I love him very... I'm just kidding.
What a guy.
I'm kidding. Oh, my God.
I take it you work a lot on the road, then, with the Flip Schultz.
Never met the kid before. Never met him.
Distancing yourself, huh?
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had on Comedy Island two of our favorites... Flip Schultz and Skippy Green, intergalactic comic.
Thank
either one of you guys enough for being here.
Well, I'm speaking on behalf of Flip when I say fuck you.
Skippy Green,
thank you very
and gentlemen
much
on Comedy Island.
Thank you.